Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we had all the excitement yesterday, WPIL championship action, that thriller 5A matchup, Peters Township coming back from a 19-point deficit to beat Pine Richland. Avonworth wins again. They were victorious over Imani Christian. Seton LaSalle victorious, beating Steel Valley, and then the Clareton Bears of that great tradition won the opener. But there was some other action this weekend, including Central Catholic. They were winners. State College, Harrisburg next. They're in the PIAA. Our man, Chilo, of course, the son of Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. But anytime you put a name like O'Connor, Costa, and throw in that community of Greenfield, and you put them all together on one night, you know it's going to be a big night. Even my man, my friend, my colleague, Michael Bartley, getting an award last night. But as I told the audience about a half hour ago, Carlos, your young son got a nice award as well. So great being back in Greenfield last night, you and your lovely bride. Must have been a very satisfying evening. Tell me about it.
Yes, it was great. It was our yearly annual Greenfield Community Awards dinner. Greenfield Organization Against Drugs, great organization that's helping out in the community, helping our youth navigate through, you know, everything these kids go through in today's world. And it's just a great organization. And my son got an award for youth recognition. You know, he's doing the right thing out there in the community, helping. He's doing good in school. He's active in sports. And this is what you need to get your kids involved in, you know, get them out there, keep them busy. And then you get, you know, the reward is, you know, what happened with Cello last night. He went up, gave a great speech and great company. I mean, it's old legends of Greenfield and the who's who of the area in Pittsburgh. And Greenfield is just rich in tradition, and so many people come out of there, mayors, NFL coaches, leaders in the community. And I'm just proud to have grown up there and be a part of it all.
Well, you are Pittsburgh, that's for sure. So what we're going to do today, going to give you a chance to get any of your tree-related questions answered. Number to dial is 866-391-1020. Now that the leaves are about gone, you do that little thing that is walking around the perimeter. You start noticing branches, roots maybe being exposed from the ground. Maybe the bark just doesn't look right. The trunk seems a little bit less, not as bright as it once was, heading into the summer and spring months. So whatever is on your mind, we want to hear from you. And obviously, getting into winter, certain things that you want to get done. We've been talking about oak tree pruning. Many of you are out there raking up the leaves, so you're spending more time in the yard than maybe you have in a while. And if you have any question, now's the chance to get it answered in real time. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open. But we also are going to take time today to talk about how you can keep your trees healthier with their plant and tree service. We'll explain that to you. Troy Lampenfeld, their certified arborist. But I want to take a little bit of time to talk about what they do on a regular basis at Greater Pitt Tree Service. No rehearsal here. I'm going to throw out some topics and he'll fill in the blanks. But if you want to reach their office during the hour, you simply dial 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE, 8733. Leave your information and they will get back to you. So let's begin with tree removal. Talk about why you are really good at that. And that is a big ticket item. Carlos, go ahead.
Yes, I mean, that's kind of our bread and butter right now because of the age of the trees in our area, the age of the homes. They're all, a lot of the large mature trees are kind of the shelf life of a yard tree, where they're a little bit more problematic than beneficial. So, I mean, we've invested in so much equipment to come out there and be safe and efficient on your property, training the crew, everything we can do to come out and serve you the best we can. And man, we did a big job in Mount Lebanon the beginning of the week. And I got to tell you, it was one of the bigger trees that we've taken down. And it was just a flawless execution of, you know, what we're capable of and how good our crew is and the equipment. We had two bucket trucks, a tracked aerial lift, a large crane on site, chippers, log trucks, mini skid steers, stump grinders, just everything out there for a day and a half to do this massive oak removal that had a large split in it that was, you know, on a big corner. It was hazardous to the home. It was hazardous to vehicle and pedestrian traffic. And that's where we come in. They gave us a call and we went out there and confirmed what they had thought about the tree and got them on the board, got them scheduled, showed up on time. That's everything we do from start to finish. I just have a great team. From the time you call, Stephanie, our office manager, she gets more compliments than anybody right now. She's just running on all cylinders. She gets right back to you. She gives you all the information, sends you our insurance, gets you scheduled with a salesman in your area. Depending on what type of service you're looking for, it kind of dictates who we're going to send out there. I myself like going out on as many of the KDK calls as I can to meet the listeners, because I just love being out there in the community and talking to these residents, these longtime residents of Pittsburgh, some new residents. And that's really what I enjoy about this company right now, just the relationships that I'm able to cultivate, the new relationships I'm able to secure out there, and just being out in the community. I love it. I couldn't be happier right now with how everything's going.
It's funny, but I was in Pittsburgh a little bit more than normal this week, other than being on the radio, and I was headed out 51 and I saw one of your trucks and I got all excited. Then I saw another one of your trucks and then I saw another one of your trucks. So really, Pittsburgh is your territory, is it not?
Yes. We chart all of our calls, and you know, a lot of times Google ranks number one, because even if you saw our billboard or heard us today on the radio, sometimes people still Google it. So, but Google, radio, the calls from KDK that we get, and our third biggest call is, yeah, we saw one of your trucks out there.
Yeah.
They're bright green. They're all wrapped. They're all visible. You know, in Pittsburgh's a small, big city, or a big, small city, however you want to say it. And our trucks are buzzing around, you know, most of the daylight hours, 5 days a week. And even on weekends, our salesmen are out there, and the salesmen get to take their, you know, their sales truck home. So they're out there on weekends driving around doing their, you know, personal errands. So our trucks are always buzzing around Pittsburgh. And we love hearing that, hey, we saw one of your trucks. And it kind of makes us look a little bigger than we are, but we are a good size company.
Well, I went around the block one time just to see if I could catch one of your drivers or maybe you, and that truck was already on the road. So you are busy. That's a fact. I'm telling you, I was heading to my dentist out 51. All right, so stump removal, grinding down or physically removing stumps left from cut down trees. I wish more people would spend a little bit more to do this, because 9 times out of 10, I've left them, busted up lawnmower blades, I've tripped, done all sorts of crazy things, dog leashes getting wrapped around that trunk. If you can get rid of it, get rid of it, meaning that stump, what's left behind of the trunk. So talk about stump removal and why it's so essential. And really, with the equipment today, it's a whole lot easier than people realize. Go ahead.
Yes, and we get all the old school Pittsburgh stories. Pittsburgh's great. You get a story from everybody, and all the old timers had somehow that they would get the stumps out of the yard. They'd drill holes and put copper tubing in there, or they'd pour, you know, some kind of solvent in there. And I mean, even if it did work, it was a very, very slow process. So what we do is we come in and with the large stump grinder, and it's all kind of based on access, where it's at on the property, to make sure we can get this machine to it. But I'm telling you, in a half hour, an hour, that thing's gone. There's no trace of it. We haul out all the grindings. We groom out the area. We leave you a nice, you know, groomed out area that comes spring or sometime in the fall, you could put topsoil down and plant grass. And guess what? It looks like it was never there. So that's the beauty of it. And the most of the stumps we grind out are usually in a grass area. Sometimes if a tree's in a wooded area or a tree line, and, you know, it's no point in spending the money to grind it out unless you really want to. I mean, sometimes I'll talk people out, like, you don't need to spend the money on that. Leave it back there. It's not going to get in the way. But if it's in a grass area and you're tired of mowing the lawn around it and you just want it out of there, that's where we come in. We come out there with the machinery. The crew comes out there, grinds it out, rakes the yard up. I mean, our goal is to make it look like it was never there.
One reason you want to call them for no other reason, and I've been on both sides of this, the grinder to get rid of all of the wood chips that are left behind because of branches and everything else. It's so no fuss, no muss. But if you are even able to get a tree down that looks a whole lot smaller when it's up in the air than it does on the ground, you still have to do all of that cleanup and hauling branches and things of this nature. Most people have no place to take this stuff to. So that is another reason why you want to give them a call. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Tree and plant health care, keeping your trees healthy and the services they offer. He's Carlos. He's one of your own. He's from Pittsburgh, grew up in Greenfield, and they're there to service you throughout the week. And if you want to call them directly again, 412-884-TREE, 8733, or get a question answered right now, whatever's on your mind. Carlos is waiting to talk to you at 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-8733. Anything on your mind in the way of trees, we would love to hear from you. We're talking about keeping your trees happy and healthy. Don't forget to ask them about their plant health care. And Troy Lampenfelt, their certified arborist. If you want to get into the loop when you call today, mention that or just say, hey, give me a call. Leave your first and last name and a working number. They can reach you during business hours. We're also talking about some of the things that they do on a regular basis. So let me ask you this before I get to my next question about tree trimming and pruning. There are certain trees that are heavy when it comes to leaves, and the older you get, the more difficult it is, especially these oak trees that seem to just shed leaves beyond belief. Can you do something throughout the year to make sure that there isn't so much work at the end of the year? Or if you decide to get oak trees, you just got to get used to the fact that you're going to have buckets and buckets of leaves this time of year, Carlos?
Yes, the oak trees, I tell people, they're probably the highest maintenance tree you can have on your property. They're dropping leaves for about 3 or 4 months through the winter. They're real stingy how they drop them. They actually have a mechanism where they kind of prune themselves, so they detach their dead a lot quicker than other trees. So you got a big oak tree in your yard, and I'm sure you're used to playing pickup sticks, and then the acorns that come off of them. So year round, you're picking up something off of that oak tree. And listen, they're beautiful trees, and as long as they're healthy and you could keep up on the maintenance, you know, get us out there. We could do some maintenance or structural pruning on them. We have an application with our plant health care division, which is root collar excavation. If you have a large tree and it's still standing, that usually means your soil's pretty firm. A lot of times these large trees come down because you might have loose soil. And then we get these big storms and the wind kind of wins that battle and lays the tree down. But if you're looking out there now and you still have a large oak tree on your property, we have a great application through our plant health care division. It's called a root collar excavation. And Troy Lampenfelt, our ISA certified arborist, rock star, is out there performing these applications. He comes out with a big, large compressor. And it's called an air spade, and he blows off all that compacted and hard soil around the tree, exposes the root system, gets it a lot more oxygen. He cuts out any crossing, any strangling roots at the bottom that are kind of preventing the tree from more or less breathing. So he gets in there, blows out the whole area around the tree, and then we apply like a fresh application of mulch down there that has a lot of nutrients in it. So it's so beneficial to the tree, because if your soil is really hard and compacted, when it's raining, it's hard for it to seep through the ground. It's almost like when you see out in the desert when it rains, the water never really seeps through that hard ground. And it kind of the same concept here in your yard. So once we get all that compacted soil out of there, the tree just gets so much more rainwater. It's able to process the water through its root system a lot easier and transfer it up through the trunk and into the canopy of the tree.
All right, so I mentioned earlier people walking around their yard, going to be in the 50s the next couple of days, so a great time to get your yard work done, get the house decorated for the holidays. Hazardous tree removal assessments, this is what you do better than anyone else, especially being able to navigate some of these neighborhood communities where the houses are close together. I have to ask you, what should be some of the things people should be looking for? Maybe they're heading outside today with a cup of coffee, do a little once around their house to say, hey, that's a problem right there. What should they be looking for, especially with larger trees, about possible hazardous situations to where they need to pick up the call, phone and call you sooner than later?
Yes, I mean, it could be as obvious as this large tree, this large oak tree we did out in Mount Lebanon in the beginning of the week. I mean, it just had a split from about 30 feet up down to the ground where you could stick your hand in there. And, you know, you don't have to be an arborist or a rocket scientist to understand, like, this large, massive tree has this huge cavity, and it's kind of a bad mathematical equation, and it's time to get it out of there. So that one's like, you know, they say Mr. Obvious, you know, he could have figured that one out. But it could be as subtle as something as, you know, maybe you see like a mushroom growing, maybe a little bit of a distance from the base of the tree, and you don't really think anything about it. But that mushroom could be growing off a rotted or decayed root system that kind of is underground. As the root systems go underground as far as the drip line of the canopy of the tree. So you're looking at maybe this little mushroom growing in your yard, and it's 20 or 30 feet away from the base of the tree, and you don't think anything of it. But that's where we come in. Troy comes in there, and he says, hey, this looks like a sign of maybe oak wilt disease or root rot, and let's take a better look at it and see what we can do here. Maybe it's in the early stages where we have an application through our plant healthcare division where we could kind of defend against it and get the tree healthy again. Or maybe it's just, you know, you overlooked it for so long that the tree, there's really nothing we can do to bring it back. And, you know, your home's there, which is your main investment. You got your family in there. And listen, might be time to get that large oak tree or large tree out of there and plant something new. Start over with something that you could watch grow. So there's so many signs. You could look up into the canopy, and a lot of times if the tips of the canopy, the crowns, the upper crowns are kind of in bad shape or look brittle, that's a really bad sign for any tree. A lot of times if you see dead underneath in the lower canopy, sometimes it's just lack of sunlight penetrating that thick upper canopy, and dead at the lower branches, especially on an oak tree, is kind of normal if it's, you know, not infested with it. So there's so many things out there that I've learned over the last 32 years being out there in the field. You know, an education costs you money one way or another. I learned it, you know, being out there and trial and error and figuring things out. And, you know, Troy, our ISA certified arborist, he went to college for this. So it's a whole science behind it that he now has taken over our plant health care division, and he comes out there, and I mean, if something's wrong with a tree, plant, or bush on your property, he's going to figure it out. He's going to steer you in the right direction. And guess what? If everything's healthy and you don't need anything, we're good. Thank you for your time, and keep in touch, and we'll come out maybe next year. And you know, we always kind of, we're in it for the long haul. We like the relationship of the whole business aspect of this. So sometimes we go out to your property and you say, oh, you know, I wasn't sure if I needed anything, and we kind of confirm that. Or we say, hey, look, you need this, that, and the other thing. Let's sign you up for a yearly maintenance plan with our plant health care division. Let's get our crew in here and get this dead branch out of here. And so it all starts with that phone call getting us out there, and that's where we kind of take over from there.
Only because I'm curious now, what caused that tree in Mount Lebanon to have that crack in the middle? Any idea? Just age? Lightning?
Yeah, I think it was age and stress. It didn't look like a lightning strike. Sometimes you see the lightning strike, you know, far up in the upper part of the tree, and lightning goes into something and then has to exit. So you could usually see like the initial strike up in the tree, and then where it exited the tree is kind of like an open wound. This was just a large stress crack that got larger over time and exposed itself. And now the rain's kind of seeping in there and dirt collects and it starts rotting itself out from the inside. And I mean, it was an older house in Mount Lebanon, although they put on a beautiful addition. It was a great house. And there might even have been a house in a different spot of the property. I was trying to figure it all out because this was a planted tree, and oak trees grow really slow. So I would say the size of this oak tree that we did, it's on our Facebook page. It's just massive. I would say the tree was anywhere from 60 to 100 years old. So I think it was just the age of the tree and it was time to get it out of there. And the homeowner was proactive, and that's what we like. We like coming out there and confirming what they thought. And hey, we love this tree. It was a big corner house and it was kind of their signature tree, and they were an older couple, but they were smart. They were like, look, it's time to get it out of here. I don't want anybody walking by, get hit with a branch or the tree come down. So yeah, that's the people we like, the educated customer that understands what's going on their property. And if you don't, that's our job. We come out there and inform you about everything.
All right, Carlos is here until 10 o'clock. If you have any questions about your trees or things you need to know, you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you want to just cut to the chase and give them a call, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Back with two more segments with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service on a Sunday morning at KDKA. Good morning.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Number to dial to join us on the show today with any of your tree-related questions. And we have all of our lines available. Only two more segments left. So if you want to get in here and get those questions answered, now's the time to call. It's 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Or you can call them directly at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So let me ask you, say somebody buys an acre of ground and they want to build a house, but there's a bunch of trees on it that they just don't want. Do you clear land for people, Carlos?
Yes, we clear single lots and usually up to an acre or two, and then anything larger after that, we kind of punt to a bigger land clearing company that we have a lot of synergy with. We give them our larger jobs, land clearing specialists, great owners, couple of Pittsburgh guys like me. And, you know, we don't have the large enough equipment to be effective and efficient out there on large land clears, but we can clear up to 1 to 3 acres. You know, sometimes we like doing those type of jobs in the winter when we get slower with the residential work. A lot of times the ground's frozen in these wooded areas. It's easier to get equipment in and out of. So it's definitely a job we'll come out and look at. And if I think I can handle it and give you a good price point with my company, I'll take on the project. And if it's too large, we, you know, introduce you to land clearing specialists and give them the job.
All right, Carlos is here. Now, listen, I'm learning each and every week that you drop by different aspects of what you do. And I don't know if you do this or not, but it came up in a conversation. It's called tree cabling, which is the installation of high-strength steel and synthetic cables between large branches to provide supplemental support and reduce the risk of breakage. Any thoughts on that, or is that something you do at Greater Pitt?
Yes, that's a popular job for us, and it's become a lot more popular because of the age and size of these trees on people's property. And I mean, Troy, he did so much research on all the different products that are out there. You can do different applications. You could drill into the tree and put large lag bolts and steel cable to hold one side of the tree to the other. If you have a large tree in it, then it keeps growing away from itself, you know, as the tree goes up the upper canopy, and you're worried about, you know, gravity and physics taking over. And that's where we come in. And we've been doing a lot lately. We decided to go with a product that's more like a band where we're not drilling into the tree. We kind of put it around the one side and then run it to the other side and keep it taut. And what this application does, this product does, it allows the tree to kind of grow with it but still support it. And it's not as evasive as drilling into the tree, which back in the day that seemed to be the more popular choice to go by. And, you know, we come out and assess it. There's sometimes, you know, we look at the tree and we just think like, you know, I don't know. We don't want you to waste your money on this. And we'll be very transparent with the customer and say, look, we'll do it. But we can't, you know, guarantee that it's never going to split away. It definitely helps, but a lot of times these larger trees that are just so grow so far away from itself in the upper canopy, it's kind of like a toothpick in a dam scenario where, you know, it's just maybe it's time to do something like a crown reduction and get that upper weight off of it and then maybe cable it. So there's so many different case by case. And when Troy comes out and assesses it, he's going to steer you in the right direction. And then our crew comes out. It's very involved. We have to be able to navigate up into the tree where we're going to install this cabling system. So sometimes if it's a landlocked tree in your yard, we got to put the climbers up in there. Or if it's somewhere we can get to with our tracked aerial lift, our spider lift, or our bucket truck, or even we could hoist a couple climbers up in the canopy of the tree with our crane. So there's a little bit of a cost involved in it, but like if you really like this tree and you're concerned about it, and we come out there and we go over it with you, and then we'll come out there and install it, and people are very happy with it. We get a lot of positive feedback from what we're doing out there.
All right, listen, I grew up in an era where everybody carried pen knives, and I would not suggest that anybody do this, but I had really a cool thing happen not too long ago. You know, many years ago as a kid, kind of carved my initials and a very significant other at that time, kind of like puppy love, teenage love, and I was in that community, and I happened to went to that tree, and it was still in that tree. When you think about how long these trees live, you know, even that oak tree, and you were talking about Mount Lebanon, it's kind of staggering how they really withstand so much the elements season after season, storm incidents, the weather-related issues, droughts, and they just find a way, you know, new buildings being built around them, communities getting larger, all of the things that kind of pollute the air, whether it's, you know, exhaust or whatever the case may be. Trees really do withstand the test of time. They have an incredible legacy and shelf life, do they not?
Yeah, it's impressive that a lot of these trees, you know, are still there after these violent storms we've had over the last 4 or 5 years. And it all kind of depends on what's around the tree. Is there any buffer around it? Are there other trees that act as a windbreak? You know, and then over time, the tree kind of gets used to how the wind hits it. So maybe your neighbor just took down that massive oak tree in Mount Lebanon. Now that could have an impact on other people's property and their trees, because now the neighboring trees might not be used to the new windbreak that they're getting. Or if we're on your property and you have multiple trees, and I go over it. We're so thorough out there, and we go over it with the customer and say, hey, you know, yeah, we got to get this dead tree out of here, or you want this tree out of here, but we want to kind of, you know, disclose it to you that it might have a negative impact on the rest of the trees on the property. So really think about what you want to do out there. And we kind of give them all the information that we've learned over the years to make sure that we could serve them as best we can, because you don't want somebody to say, hey, yeah, you cut down my tree, but the next storm, I lost 4 or 5 other trees. And why didn't you tell me this? So we kind of, we're very thorough out there, and we want to make sure that we keep you on board as a client. You know, we like customers, but we love clients, because clients are repeat relationships that will be out there on your property again at some point.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, this is one that many people think would be in the same category, but it's very different. So we're talking about storm-related issues, which you handle, and we were talking about hazardous issues, which you handle as well. But they are different. Hazardous is something, yeah, you got to get taken care of, but storm-related could already be damaged, not just to the tree, but property that you need to get removed, larger limbs, branches, whatever, trunk. This is a very different aspect of what you do. This is the immediacy. This is the call to action. Talk about storm damage removal and cleanup and why this is a big part of your business. And I want people to remember this as we move into the winter season. And sometimes you have a massive snowstorm that just is enough weight to bring one of these trees that has seen better days. So talk about storm removal, Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Yes, we come out, we look at your property, and we kind of look at the neighboring properties and see what trees have been coming down in the past storms that we've been having, and see what we could do to kind of keep your tree as safe as possible. It could be as involved as maybe reducing the canopy, doing a crown reduction. So now maybe the wind can pass over, because a lot of times it's the height of the tree that catches those high winds, and that's the deciding factor of why that tree ends up on the ground. There's other things we can do. We could kind of thin out the center mass a little bit. So now we allow the wind to pass through the tree. We've reduced it. Now the wind can pass over the tree. And, you know, that violent storm we had at the beginning of the spring, I'm not sure there was anything we could have done prior to that to not have that tree end up on the ground. If you had a large tree come down in that storm, it was just Mother Nature flexing her muscles. And that was probably the most powerful storm that I've seen, other than Hurricane Sandy. We packed up and took the crew and the gear out to New Jersey and worked that storm. And that was just, I mean, the scope of that devastation was very impressive. But the storms we have here too, or these microbursts we have, and that storm we had in the spring, that storm was called a straight line storm, and it covered just a massive area, kind of came across all of Allegheny County. So, you know, we could have did our best with everything through our plant health care and our tree trimming and pruning crews to kind of alleviate that tree coming down. But in a storm like that, that wind's going to win the battle. So there are a lot of things that, you know, that was an anomaly. I don't know when we'll get a large storm like that again. The average storms, yeah, we could come out and keep the tree thinned out. You know, you want to be able to see some daylight through that middle and upper canopy, because now the sunlight can pass through. It's beneficial to your yard. The wind can pass through. So we come out there, again, case by case. We're like detectives. We come out there and we're looking at everything on your property. We're like Terminator when he scans the area and everything pops up. And that's what Troy does, and the other salesman and myself do when we come out to your property. And we're trying to, you know, steer you in the right direction, see what fits your budget, and make sure that we could keep everything on your property there and keep it healthy.
Well, when people ask me, what's Carlos like from Greater Pitt Tree Service? I think he just showed you. They're intense. They get it done. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. One more segment. If you want to call, now's the chance. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And when he returns in a couple of weeks in the month of December, we'll start giving you some tips and tricks when it comes to picking out the right Christmas tree, something else he used to do back in the day. So we've got you covered. Your Pratt Pack. Don't forget today, Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. What a show we have in store. Mr. Gino DeMarco, his team lost their bowl game Saturday at Geneva. It was his final game as head coach after 33 years, lifelong friend, used to do his television show for years, but I've been helping him with social media over the last 10 years or so, and he is a finished product now, and what a career it's been. But he also was recently named the President Athletic Conference Coach of the Year. They had an incredible season, so we'll talk to him. But he's also going to be here to talk about the college football playoff, and yesterday the Pitt Panthers got a massive win against Georgia Tech, and now they take on Miami. And if, well, SMU loses and they beat Miami, who knows, there could be life after the regular season for Coach Narduzzi. And how about Terry Smith, our buddy, the former Gateway High School football coach, got a win against Nebraska yesterday. We're going to talk about that. Ohio State, a big winner. Notre Dame, a big winner. College football preview and more as far as the playoffs, which start in a couple of weeks. Gino will be here. And the Duquesne Dukes finished off the season with a big win against Robert Morris. They finished at 6-5, but Central Connecticut State did not lose to Mercyhurst, so they will not live to play another day. But we'll wrap up our season today with Jerry Schmidt and also get ready to drill down on the NFL. Will he or won't he? Aaron Rodgers, who was 25-5 in his career against the Chicago Bears, go today because of that wrist injury? Going to be a game time decision. But again, we'll pick our weekly winners against the spread and also start previewing that triple header on Thanksgiving Day. Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show moments away, but right now we're minutes away from getting back to Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. One more segment with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Carlos, before I finish it up here, I just want you to talk about your company and why this is so important to you and your love of what you do and having great employees. And we talk a lot about Troy, but there's much more. Stephanie, there's much more. Those crews are out there literally throughout the week, months, and year just doing what they do no matter what the elements are. So talk a little bit about the great staff and the crew that you have at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm so lucky. I have a great team from start to finish, from the time you call and you get on the phone with Stephanie, and it's not a rush phone call, and it's not a AI robot, and we don't, you know, outsource it to a call center. Like, everything we do is, it has that, you know, that extra feel to it that people really respond to, and people say, wow, I'm talking to a person. And so it starts with that, and then our salesmen get out there, and or Troy, our ISA certified arborist, or myself get out there to your property. You know, we're out there to learn about what's going on in your property. A lot of times by the end of it, we know your kid's name, your dog's name. We bring dog treats out there for your pets. We're just so ingrained in the process, and I'm all about the relationship, and that's how I built this business. And a lot of companies kind of go out for a money grab and get consumed with the financial part of their business. And I've been just the opposite. You know, I have a beautiful family. When I go home at the end of the day, that's my reward. So out there, I want to meet people and get that relationship going. We did a job the other day out in McKnight, and she was a KDK listener. Older lady, been in the house a long time, and had a threatening tree in the backyard. Well, she was legally blind. She had the black glasses on, and we had to kind of help her along, but her daughter had walked her through what was going on the property, and myself and Jimmy, our other salesman, Jimmy Rafferty, were out there for, I don't know, probably at least an hour. We actually had to sign her check because she couldn't write. You know, she couldn't see the write. So she trusted us enough to actually write out her check for her for the deposit, because we take a 20% deposit after we, you know, you agree to the work we're going to do. But that buys you a date on our calendar. We're coming. Unless the roads are icy, my crew's going to be there. And that's what your 20% does. It buys you a day on our calendar. We're not the contractor where you say, hey, it's January. Hey, it's February. Remember me. So we take that deposit, and it guarantees you a spot on our schedule. So again, from the beginning of the, when you make that phone call, to Stephanie getting you in our system, sending you our insurance, proof of workers' comp, proof of liability insurance. We send you a link to our Better Business and Google reviews, because we're very proud of those. That gives the whole snapshot of our company and what people write on there. And touch on, it's just everything that we want to kind of succeed in doing on your property. And people say, you know, how great it was from start to finish, how great the crew was. It looked like they were never here. They cleaned up, it looks better now than it did before they were here. So it's just everything from start to finish that we take so much pride in. Our team is great. They go out there, they're soldiers, man. We're warriors out there. And it's an occupation where you're one cut away from getting a serious injury or possibly killed. So our guys go out there and risk their lives for the company, and they all have families. You know, I pay them as much as I can. I like to overpay my workers, overpay and underwork. That's how you keep happy workers. And I've invested in all the equipment that we need out there in the field to be safe. And, you know, when you call, you're really going to understand what I'm talking about once we get out there.
Let me ask you one more question. We're down to a final minute. A couple of people, we cannot get to you. We don't have enough time. I'm just going to tell you to right now hang up and call 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. I got a little text message. Do you guys do 24-hour emergency service? We'll end on that note.
Yes. If my phone... the calls go to the office during business hours, and then they get forwarded to my personal cell phone after that. So if my, obviously I know when there's a storm because I'm laying awake staring at the ceiling waiting for the phone to ring. So if I get a call at 2 a.m, 3 a.m, my boots are going on and I'm coming out there and we're going to mobilize the crew and equipment and get that tree off your house, or maybe it's blocking your driveway. And we take a lot of pride in that, you know, getting out there when you call us. We advertise it. We advertise 24/7 emergency storm work. It's on my pickup truck that I drive every day. So you better believe if you call, we're answering and we're getting out there for you.
All right, listen, great show. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. You worked hard, your crew, everyone. You deserve a little downtime, and we'll do it again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Rob. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, there he goes, my buddy Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Love what they do, and if you need somebody to show up on time, get the job done right the first time, you need to give Carlos and Greater Pitt Tree Service a phone call. You can do it right now, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. All right, Accurate Solutions after the news at 10. Then we've got a jam-packed 2 hours of that Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.